Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of October 10th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Medal of Honor and Lucha Libre AAA for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Kirby's Epic Yarn and Just Dance 2 for Wii. The Wii version of Lucha Libre has been delayed until November.
Super Scribblenauts for DS.
Invisimals with camera for PSP.
Battle Station Specific for Mac.
Borderlands Game of the Year Edition for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360, and Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition for PS3. This is the latest game release information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Castlevania Lords of Shadow and Enslaved Odyssey to the West for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Def Jam Rapstar for PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
NBA 2K11 for PC, PS3, PS2, and Xbox 360.
Pro Stroke Golf for PC and PS3 with Move.
Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs, Final Fantasy The Four Heroes of Light, and Logic Machines for DS.
Ben 10 Ultimate Alien for all consoles and portables.
And for iPhone and iPad, there's Bit Trip Beat, Bubble Bobble Double, Catan HD, Sir Levelot, Ski Ball HD, Sonic 4, Stone Ship, Texting of the Bread, UFO on Tape, and freebies GravBot and Zentimino HD.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our October 4th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you normally have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we're giving away Blur for Xbox 360. If you haven't played it, Blur is the ultimate power-up racing game. Basically, Mario Kart for grown-ups. We had a blast playing it during our community playdate last month.
Pikachu fan wants me to tell you, you're going down.
But we don't really need to hang on to a second copy, so here's your chance to win it.
Get up to four chances to win by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, October 13th.
Instant win.
In honor of Just Dance 2 launching this week, we have some Just Dance 2 swag donated by E. Goldfish. We'll give it away sometime in the next week, so keep an eye out.
We also want to thank Lucas, who made the first and so far only PayPal support donation since we added the button to our homepage this summer. Seriously, it means a lot to us. Thanks, Lucas and E. Goldfish, for their generous support.
Last week's winner:
Andrew won Puzzle Quest Galactrix. Gearbox revealed that the Borderlands Game of the Year edition due this week includes not just all of the DLC packs released to date, as you would expect, but you also get access to a Duke Nukem Forever Club, basically a code, that will eventually unlock early access to the Duke Nukem Forever demo. We think this is lousy marketing for a couple reasons. One, you won't get the demo this week. You'll most likely have to wait until sometime in 2011, close to when the game launches. And second, it rewards people for delaying their purchase while punishing those who supported the game early and buying the DLC. True, you always get more value from these sorts of compilations, but this is something with much greater perceived value than just saving some dollars on DLC. A better solution would be to offer access to the Duke Nukem Club / demo through a game patch, similar to what Microsoft did with the original Crackdown, which unlocked access to the Halo 3 beta. This rewards all purchasers who haven't sold off their game discs, which also delays the flood of secondhand discs. Both gamers and publishers win, right?
Comments of the week. The Duke Nukem Forever Demo Club offer has its defenders. DJ Ratchet wrote,
"Way to complain about added value for late adopters who have been waiting so long. It is a given that a bundle like this would come eventually. Is it really so bad that people decided to wait for it? I just see it as a perk for being patient."
Likewise, Aisha is planning to pick up the new Borderlands, though for a different reason.
"I'm going to buy the Game of the Year edition on PC, though I already own Borderlands on Xbox. Because in the time the game has been out, my Xbox has completely shredded the disc so that it's no longer playable. Regardless, I think of it more as trying to give people who are holding out an incentive to buy, rather than punishing those who already have the game. And you never know, they might surprise current owners with some goodies. PopCap upgraded current Plants vs. Zombies owners to Game of the Year edition for free."
That's what we're hoping.
Wolfkin and Tujip also had lengthy responses. We'll let you read them on the site.
Final notice, if you haven't voted in the Busy Gamer Podcast one-year anniversary poll, this is your last chance. We'll be closing it down Tuesday, October 12th, and using your feedback to replace at least one of the regular bumper songs in the podcast. Look for the link in our October 1st post on BusyGamerNews.com.
We'd also love to hear your suggestions for music. If not in the poll, then post it to the site or tweet us.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick you.
Jumper is an unusual game, so this will be an unusual review.
The generous developers at Twisted Pixel have been kind enough to build this base and the technology for you to be able to jump into other comics.
At first glance, it looks like just another platform shooter, but the presentation and delivery style will sometimes make your head swim.
Ah! Weird bird thing! Don't let it peck my eyes out!
What? Where?
When I played it at PAX, I had reservations about this Xbox Live Arcade title. I picked up a controller on a game already in progress and didn't have any instruction on what was going on. I totally missed that I could shoot the raptors and birds, so I died a lot, but still managed to clear some checkpoints.
Oh, gotta go back to the checkpoint!
The next day, we interviewed the game's developer, Mike Henry, and he shared two details that worried me further.
If you are a fan of comics, obviously there's a lot more in-jokes and things that you'll get. We definitely consciously made an effort to not make that, like, the only source of humor. You cannot save mid-level, though, yeah, for technical reasons.
Now, I know from past experience that games I love at PAX often disappoint in final release. And likewise, games that I went meh about turn out really good. So I kept an open mind about Comic Jumper and vowed to at least try it when it came out. My first concern was the comedy. Games that try to be funny are often juvenile and stupid, and not in a good way. Well, I'm relieved to report that Comic Jumper is juvenile and stupid, in the good way.
You are very brave, Outlander.
You hear that, Star? She thinks I'm brave.
Right, and she also thinks that raindrops are God's tears.
Now, the bigger issue for me as a busy gamer is the lack of mid-level checkpoint saves. Mike indicated this was for technical reasons, but other games that are even more complicated than Comic Jumper can and do pull this off. In retrospect, I should have challenged him on this. When I worked in software, we asked our developers to deliver the impossible, and oftentimes they would. It's not like the game remembers the placement of every fallen enemy, and respawning at a checkpoint just starts the next sequence over. How hard could it be to record mid-level progress stats so you can save and delay your attempt to take down that wicked hard boss you're stuck on at 3 a.m. because your body's fatigued and your eyes are bleeding into your gunner optics? The game already records how many shots and punches you've thrown, and whether you've skipped any cinematics, which it even translates into song.
You died that many times, it makes me kind of ill. But well, at least you're trying.
It's more likely that Twisted Pixel wanted the game to appeal more to hardcore gamers, who will wear the game's difficulty and lack of sleep as a badge of honor.
Captain, you have less than 25% power! Stop fucking!
But then, isn't that what the game's insanely tough bonus challenges are for? All of that said, I still really love Comic Jumper. It blends several tried-and-true game genres together. Platform shooter, brawler, and rail shooter. Includes some nice unlockables, including bonus levels for Twisted Pixel's other insanely challenging game, Explosion Man. And breaks the fourth wall down in entertaining ways whenever possible, adding live-action clips.
Okay, who's Captain Smiley?
Oh,
nobody. He sucks.
So, you wanna go learn stuff?
Yes!
Jokes about past games.
Oh, look, the mall! I love that game!
I don't know, it was too short and they totally ripped people off of the DLC that should have already been included in the real game.
And interactions with Twisted Pixel staff who monitor Comic Jumper's progress from a giant view screen at his headquarters.
Hey, there's my guys!
Would it kill you all to take a shower every once in a while? I can smell you from out here!
That's the negative, Star.
Comic Jumper does have a steep difficulty ramp in places. The boss at the end of the Nanoc levels, basically a Conan knockoff, kicked my ass repeatedly until I figured out the method to dodge his blows, and then I even earned the achievement for defeating him without taking damage. Here's a hint. The second he starts to wind up his attack, you need to stop wailing on him or you won't be able to back away in time.
Oh no, you suck!
Don't worry, this game is packed full of surprises and, for the most part, it's incredibly polished and fun. I say for the most part because the first Nanoc level glitched on me where they introduced the Y button power-up, which delivers a bunch of live-action Twisted Pixel employees to slap down your enemies on the screen.
Hey, Twisted Pixel guys, a little help!
I cleared the section without using the power-up, and then jumped around for several minutes waiting for the next area to open up, but it never did. I finally restarted and used the power-up just in case it was required, but all it did was eat away a bonus I would have earned. Now, I really want to redo this level so I can boost my score. Normally, I'd be annoyed, but I'm actually looking forward to this. The game is full of bizarre touches. As a bonus, we managed to nab an entertainingly annoying ringtone from the game. It's almost as funny as the theme song for the Duke Nukem-inspired villain, Brad. We've added both to our Busy Gamer Ringtones page in MP3 and iPhone formats. Whether or not you're in the market for a new wacky ringtone, if you have an Xbox 360, you should give Comic Jumper a try. It's both deliciously engaging and maddeningly frustrating. It's a disappointment that Twisted Pixel didn't make the game a little more busy gamer friendly, but there's much fun to be had here if you can carve out the time for it. Twisted Pixel just sent us two Comic Jumper game codes to give away. Watch for them on the next Free Stuff Friday, October 15th. What we're playing.
I haven't been able to play anything this week except Solitaire Siege on my iPhone for various reasons.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Apart from Comic Jumper, which ate up most of my week, I tried the Enslaved Odyssey to the West demo, which is beginning some mixed reviews on Twitter. A few overly positive comments convinced me to free up 1.2 gigs of hard drive space to try it out. I have to admit that it did not look like my type of game at first glance. You play as this meaty, barbarian-looking prisoner dude, so totally not how I self-identify, who has to escape from a spacecraft that's crashing down into a city. The action is fast-paced and involves a lot of jumping, climbing, and melee battle. The story's better than I expected, and the gameplay was fun and energetic. Enslaved is officially on my radar, or at least my Gamefly queue. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare titles are Learning with the Puyus Episode 3 and Crazy Racers. Virtual console fans can get Fatal Fury 3 Road to Final Victory. DSiWare includes Rummy Cub and the priciest DSi download yet, the $12 Shantae Risky's Revenge. We predict this price point will become more common as we approach the Nintendo 3DS launch next year.
The PlayStation 3 store has the Alien Breed Impact, the Sports Champions Haunted Pack, and the Medal of Honor Online Pass, which promises bonus content, including maps, for $10.
But I think you only have to buy it if you don't buy the game at retail, if you get it secondhand. Both PS3 and Xbox 360 DLC stores offer the Castlevania Lords of Shadow demo and Def Jam Rapstar tracks. Though for some reason, the Xbox received 7 more tracks this week than the PS3 version. Though hockey fans with NHL 11 will pay $10 on 360 instead of $7 on PS3 if they pick up the 20th anniversary Bauer Boost Pack. Xbox 360 gamers also receive Left 4 Dead The Sacrifice, Comic Jumper, and Konami GT.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamer Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each time that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win Blur.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now. Just know there's still a lot of stuff for you to do. Why don't you go and do what you do?